Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Actually, that's good that I intervene after Peru. I think they have mentioned a series of data and monitoring issues which relate more to the upstream dimension of the plastic chain. Actually, this may be a question we should debate. The plastic chain is very long, and when we speak about information, data, and monitoring, we should maybe discuss what we should address in first place, whether we should consider the upstream dimension or the downstream dimension. There is maybe room for doing both in the same time, but I think if we want to have an effective action, at least at global level, I think we should maybe envisage some prioritization. Now, regarding the first question which was asked and looking at only at the downstream dimension, we think that the main priorities are, firstly, the identification of the main sources of litter releases in the rivers and the oceans, both at local and national level. If we want also to monitor things, we need to establish baselines for monitoring the progress towards achieving quantitative reduction targets, starting with litter types, marine environment compartments where more data is available. For instance, the beach litter from single-use plastic products. A third element which is important is the development of indicators to evaluate the impact of plastic litter and microplastics in marine and coastal ecosystem and biodiversity. We need also to enable assessment of effectiveness of measures through targeted monitoring corresponding to existing or planned legislation. It's also important in reference to microplastic to monitor the emission rates of microplastics from textile tires during their use. We should also try to get information on monitoring systems for quantities of pre-production pellets leakages throughout their life cycle. I understand that the IMO has recently adopted an action plan, and in that action plan, in that context, there is a reference to this. We find this to be very important. The same for the information on and monitoring systems for litter from fishing gears and aquaculture. Important is also the monitoring of waste delivered from ships on port reception facilities. There too, I think there are measures to improve reception facilities in some part of the world. We have heard Togo this morning speaking about the fact that there are leakages in the high seas. So it's important to have such monitoring in place there, coupled also with information system for tracking lost containers and information on new sources of microplastics like artificial turfs and others. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.